With chiropractor Dr. Ben Martin. Good morning, Ben.
I'm well, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's great. So tell me, Ben, like, you work as a chiropractic doctor. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, so the basic principle of chiropractic is that your nervous system, as we know, is what's controlling our body. And my job as a chiropractor is to make sure that your nervous system is functioning as well as possible and all the messages from your brain are getting out to the rest of your body as well as it can. So basically, your body can function at its full potential. So in short, what we do, there's a misconception, I think, with chiropractic that it's all back pain and neck pain. The reality with it, it's about improving function. It's about improving quality of life, allowing people that come to look, you know, seek our help to improve the way their life is currently going.
Great. And, like, you know, I suppose we often associate, like, you know, chiropractic care with back pain, but yeah. Is there more to it, Ben?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Chiropractic, especially with most chiropractors, comes down to health. It comes down to your body working as well as it possibly can, whether it be from a, you know, we've got people in our office with MS, Parkinson's, fibromyalgias, to your standard back pain, neck pain, headaches type stuff. So a lot of people, I think, do associate with chiropractic with big twists and cracks and sort of neck pain, low back pain. But the reality is, by getting that nervous system functioning better at its optimal level, your body has a better chance of actually healing better and working at its very best. So that's in all aspects of your health.
That's great. And like, what kind of conditions can you get treated with chiropractic care?
Yeah, so a lot of people that we see coming in have, as I said, we said that, I suppose, that misconception maybe that is just back pain, neck pain, and that's, I suppose, our bread and butter of what a lot of people come in for. So our job is to educate the patients coming into our office that there's more to it and more that we can help with. So there's so much research these days coming out about chiropractic. One of the latest ones I read only, I think it was Sunday, was on the improved immune function through chiropractic care. Something like the latest research was showing there's a 200% improvement in your immune system, in your immune function, through getting chiropractic adjustments. So it comes down to your whole body actually working better, functioning at a higher level, and allowing your body to heal a whole lot of underlying conditions. So we've had people in our office with asthma, for instance, who over a period of time have not needed their inhalers. I've had people coming in with a huge amounts of high levels of medication for fibromyalgia, for other pain relief type medication, where we've managed to sort of get them completely off that medication. With people with blood pressure that we've managed to help them off or reduce some of that medication. So it's really about your overall health and well-being.
And, like, how does it work? Or?
Yeah, so what we do is we analyse the spine. We were looking for what we call for spinal subluxations. So it's where a bone has moved out of the proper alignment. It's causing pressure on the nerve. And that nerve pressure, that blockage, basically, is stopping the message from the brain getting through to all the cells and the organs in the body. So our job is to find where these bones are out of alignment, gently correct them back in the right position, take the pressure off that nerve to allow that body to reconnect your body, basically, let your body, the message from your brain start to flow and function properly again.
Right. And, like, is there a lot of people coming? Is it a common problem? Or is
subluxations?
It...
Yeah, the reality is that the current medical research has shown that the latest research I read on that was 80% of newborns now have spinal cord tension due to the birthing trauma itself. So actually 80% of people are born with spinal cord tension literally the second that we come out into the world. So what we're seeing, 30% of our clinic at the moment is children. So what we're seeing is a lot of babies with colic, ear infections, babies who then, as they start to get a little bit older, we're into sort of the asthmas, and even older into that, we're linked to the ADDs, ADHDs. We look after a lot of autistic kids at the moment as well. And a lot of these spinal misalignments can occur from very early on, or can come about through daily life trauma. You know, you've got young kids. The research shows they fall over 2,500 times in the first 3 years of life. So that's a lot of falls. And, you know, then we go and we play sport. We carry these crazy heavy school bags going through school. We have falls, and, you know, there's emotional sides of things as well. So there's definitely a physical component. There's emotional stresses that people have in their lives. And these days, there's a lot of chemical stresses as well. Poor diets, lack of water, alcohol, caffeine, smoking, these have negative impacts on the way our body works. And these spinal misalignments can occur, causing the pressure on the nerve. What we need to do is get those corrected, get the body to work at its very best again. You know, we were designed to be healthy. And my opinion is that we just need to try and get people back to that level of health and well-being, because, unfortunately, statistically, we're getting unhealthier. And actually, only on the way in this morning, I heard on the radio, it was actually for for a weight loss company. And there's a doctor on there talking about, on an ad about, I think by the year 2030, Ireland's going to be something like the most obese country in the world. Now, that's 15 years' time. So we're not designed to be, like, we're not designed to be unhealthy. We just happen to make really bad lifestyle choices a lot of the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like, do you think there's, like, I suppose, a change there happening at the moment? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Ireland 13 years now, and I can definitely see over a period of time that people are looking to other sources of help and other professionals for the healthcare. They're realising that health comes from within. They have to do things. People have to do things for themselves. You know, we all know whether we want to do it or not that we have to exercise. We all know that whether we want to do it or not, we have to eat properly. You know, all of these things have to happen if you want long-term health and well-being. You know, you have to exercise, you have to eat right, you have to, you know, you have to think right. You know, like, there's so many emotional stresses people have in their lives these days as well. And we refer a lot to, there's a lot of counsellors that we refer to as well, because the people, there are so many stresses going on at the moment for people, and whether it be financial or family or whatever it might be, and that can have a huge impact on your well-being long-term as well.
Yeah, very true, actually. Yeah. And, like, you know, so I'm curious, like, how come you got into the profession you're in?
Yeah. Initially, it was actually my grandmother, actually, was the first in our family to get chiropractic care. I had some rugby injuries then when I was about 14, 15 years of age. Had some serious knee problems and some low back issues. Had a load of chiropractic care. And, like, for then, like, to me, this is a calling. I just love what I do. So, yeah, it's very much, I knew straight away as soon as I started going to the chiropractor, started getting results, that this is where I had to be.
Right, great. And like, I suppose, like, where did it actually come from? Like, is there origin in it?
Yeah, Davenport, Iowa, in the US. So a guy by the name of D.D. Palmer was the original, the founder of chiropractic.
Really, right.
Yeah,
well,
he's about 120 years old now, 121, 122 years old now. So the original story of chiropractic actually wasn't for back pain or neck pain. The gentleman, D.D. Palmer, actually adjusted his janitor. His janitor had actually lost his hearing. And he'd actually found that he'd felt something in his neck crack, and his hearing basically disappeared. And over a long period of time, he didn't have any hearing. D.D. Palmer basically pushed hard on this bone, got it to crack back in the other way, essentially. He heard it pop, and this gentleman's hearing came back. And that was the original story of chiropractic.
Wow.
Yeah. So and the original sort of 40, 50 years of chiropractic actually had nothing to do with back pain or neck pain at all. It was all to do with health and your well-being and getting your body actually working at its best level possible.
So it's more of like a preventative care, was
it? Spot on. Like 75% of my clinic now is preventative. While we obviously have a lot of new patients coming through the office, what the work that we do is educating people into the benefits of long-term care. So getting people feeling better is very easy. It's make sure people stay feeling better, stay feeling good, and more importantly, keep improving their health and well-being as time goes on. So we need like a bit of a health coach. It's not just about that initial back pain that people come in with. It's about meeting their goals that they want to reach going forward. So like we had someone the other day, they want to run the marathon for next year. Now, at the moment, they couldn't walk 200 metres because of their pain. So it's my job now within the next 12 months to get them to run that marathon. And we had a lady, I know, 4 years ago, wanted to swim the English Channel. You know, so that's my job, is to get people achieving their goals. And we put a care plan in place based on what people are looking for.
And is it, I suppose, like holistic in nature, is it, or...?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole-body approach. So, especially in my office, we don't look... Like, say you come in with... We'll go back to the low back pain. Say you come in with low back pain, I don't specifically just look at your low back. We look at the whole body, see what else is happening. You had a gentleman here, Lennon Murphy, was on your show.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Lennon's a great guy, great friend of mine, and I refer a lot to Leonard. Nutritional therapy, there's a lot of nutrition work that we refer to because there's a lot of underlying sort of some chemical issues going in balances with people. And they're things that we have a team around us that we work with and that we use to give people a complete holistic approach to their well-being.
Fantastic. Like, I know you mentioned about, I was talking to you there previously about anxiety, like, but like, how could chiropractic care treat anxiety?
Chiropractic is about balancing everything out. So when you have these spinal misalignments, different hormones get released at different times. So when this... we have something called the fight-flight response. So when your body's under stress, your body goes into this fight-flight response. So things that are important to basically... get away from a dangerous situation, like when you're under stress, like your chemicals, certain chemicals like your adrenaline releases, things that aren't so important, like digestive function, all that stuff sort of starts to switch off. The problem is people under so much stress, their body stays in its fight-flight response the whole time. So our body's continually working in this stressed mode. So the anxiety levels are continually higher than they need to be. What the adjustment does, it helps balance it so that your body's fight-flight response, that sympathetic, parasympathetic system, can actually start to balance out and come back to a bit of normality for them. So we've seen people who, for instance, I mentioned earlier about people who have been on antidepressants, that over a period of time with their chiropractic care, or people who are on blood pressure medication, because the system is in such a highly overactivated sympathetic response because of their stress, this high stress response, the adjustment helps bring that down and normalize it for them.
Right, it's like a way of balancing your
own. Spot on, that's exactly it.
Really, yeah.
It's allowing your body to get back to the body essentially you were born with, the healthy body that you were supposed to have when you, and then, you know, all the lifestyle factors that have come into it have just thrown off completely off balance.
Yeah, and is it a big focus on the spinal cord, or is it?
Yeah. I mean, 99% of the work that we do is directly through the spinal column itself. So the vertebrae are designed basically to protect the spinal cord, which, as you know, is the extension of your brain. So your brain goes into your spinal cord, out these nerves to all the different parts of your body. Now, if these vertebrae are in the right position, everything's protected, it's doing its job properly. Due to different traumas in our life, these vertebrae can move out of position, cause pressure on the nerves, and that stops the blockage. So we need to find where these vertebrae have moved out and move them back in position to allow the flow to happen properly again.
Yeah, because what comes to mind for me there is, like, you know, yoga, like, is it similar or different probably is?
Well, yoga is brilliant from a point of view of, we advise yoga to a lot of patients from a core strengthening perspective, from a stretching and loosening out perspective, but chiropractic adjustment are looking for specific bones in your spine that are out of place to move those back in position to actually correct the cause of the issue. The yoga then we bring in to help. This is a lifestyle choice that people should all be having, that we need a certain amount of cardiovascular work, we need a certain amount of strength work, we need a certain amount of stretching work, and that's where the yoga is just invaluable.
Yeah, fantastic. And later, tell me, I think you mentioned there, I was speaking there earlier about the health and wellness event coming up in Ballincollig.
Yeah.
Well, what's that about?
Yes, there's a worldwide known nutritionist, one of UK's leading nutritionists is Patrick Holford. So we bring him over on Saturday the 13th of June. We've an all-day event at the Oriel Hotel in Ballincollig. So there's Lennon Murphy, actually, he's going to be speaking at that. Another lady, Debbie Shaw, is a naturopath, and she's a Ballymaloe-trained chef, and she'll be doing cooking demonstrations on the day as well. Lennon has a speaking gig. We'll be doing a presentation as well ourselves. And Patrick Holford has a two-hour presentation then from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. There's 15 different trade stands there as well from reflexology, massage, other nutritional therapists as well to natural cleaning products, natural skincare products, everything that's sort of health-related. They're on the day as well, so yeah, it should be a good day out.
Yeah, because I know Patrick was actually on the show.
He
was about 3 months ago, I think. He's a brilliant speaker.
Brilliant, no? Yeah.
Do you know what?
The great thing about it is that this whole health side of things, it can be a minefield for people. And it's putting into simple terminology that everybody can understand. Because you don't want to have a doctorate in something or a master's in something to understand, you know, what we should be eating or what we should be doing to keep our health working properly. He has a really good way of getting that information across to people really, really simply.
And is there a certain theme with the event? Is there?
Yeah, it's stress and fatigue. So say no to stress and fatigue. So Patrick actually has a new book out. He did actually a tour around Ireland about 3-4 months ago. That's probably when you were last speaking.
That's
to
right,
him.
Yeah.
For some reason, don't ask me why, he skipped Cork.
So I
wasn't overly happy about that. So,
yeah, same here, actually.
Yeah. So Cork got skipped on that last tour. So I said to him that wasn't on, you know. So we've asked him to come back over and... We decided to bring a few other speakers around it as well, just to make it a full day event. So yeah, it should be good fun.
That's fantastic. Like, and is it any particular type of people that should go attend this, or is it open to everybody?
No, it's open. So it's €25 a ticket. It's starts at 10 a.m. and you go till 5 p.m. Then I know Leonard and Debbie are doing their presentations at 11 o'clock. They're on for about 45 minutes. I'm on at 12:30 for half an hour, and then Patrick's on from 2 until 4 then in the afternoon.
Great. Yeah. And if people want to get tickets, how can they do it?
Yeah, they can go online at patrickholford.eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E .ie.
Great, perfect.
Or they can actually call me directly in the office at Optimal Chiropractic in Ballincollig, and we can get tickets to them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Ben. So thanks very much for coming in today. And I wish you the very best luck in your event there in June as well.
And actually, if... if people want to get onto my own Facebook page on the Optimal Chiropractic, they go to Facebook and Optimal Chiropractic on there. We'll give away a couple of pairs of tickets for that event as well. So if anyone, basically the first two people who direct message me on that, I'll give them two pairs of tickets each.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant. Yeah, I'll pass that on. Brilliant, Ben. Thanks very much. Brilliant. And if anyone wanted to contact you for like a treatment or even to chat with you, how can they do it? Yeah,
optimalchiro.ie. Otherwise, 487-8465.
That's brilliant, Ben. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Ben. So that was Ben Martin there talking all about chiropractic care. And if you want to make contact with Ben, you can log on to his website, www.optimalchiro.ie. And you can also call him on 021-487-8465. That's 021-487-8465. Well, up next...